American diplomats at a fishing conference in Spain are trying to organize a multinational crackdown on countries that ignore the treaty protecting the giant bluefin tuna. Among the world's fish, this is one of the most spectacular and one of the most expensive. Giant bluefin tuna migrate through Atlantic waters. They commonly grow to more than 12 feet and 1,000 pounds. In Japan, giant bluefin steaks sell for the equivalent of hundreds of dollars a pound. Since the 1970s, fishing fleets from Asia, Europe, and the Americas have reduced the number of bluefin tuna by 90%. U.S. officials who want to strengthen other environmental treaties are watching this debate closely. NPR's John Nielsen has a report.
Many countries ignore the limits on giant bluefin tuna fishing. U.S. diplomat Will Martin says that's long been common knowledge at meetings of the Atlantic Tuna Commission. But it's hard to punish even the worst offenders, Martin says.
One of the problems in international fisheries agreements is that they don't have teeth. There's nothing built in that will assure compliance, that will correct noncompliance, and that will make countries do the right thing. The only factor that we have, the only club that we have, is really moral suasion.
Martin says moral suasion doesn't cut it anymore, which is partly why he wants the commission to start slapping multinational trade sanctions on a group of countries that never even bothered to join this organization. Fleets based in Belize, Honduras, and Panama won't be able to sell the bluefin they catch if this proposal passes. That would probably drive these fleets out of business. Japan, the world's main consumer of bluefin meat, has killed proposals to put teeth in this treaty in years past. But Shingo Ota, fishery attaché at the Japanese embassy in Washington, says that opposition may be waning.
Japan recognizes some countries are cheating.
Ota says his delegation is seriously considering the proposal to impose sanctions on the most blatant bluefin cheaters. But as this meeting was getting started, he also hinted that support for sanctions would have a price. Recent cuts in the international bluefin quota had hurt Japanese fishermen, said Ota.
So now we are seeking compensation for our sacrifice in the past with a larger share to the Japanese side.
Japan's call for a greater share of the annual giant bluefin harvest has angered representatives of the American giant tuna fleet, who know a lot about hard times themselves. The Americans are based in New England, where other types of fishing have been mismanaged and then temporarily banned. For many of these fishermen, bluefin are the best thing left. Tom Ruace of the East Coast Tuna Association says the Japanese will only get a bigger quota out of this meeting if everyone else does too. He says he's certain that the bluefin stock can survive the extra harvest.
What used to take us an entire year to catch in the giant fisheries now, we catch those quotas up in less than a week, a month. We've got the aerial survey, which shows tremendous schools of giant fish, and it shows them after we're done catching our quota, which means we're not even putting a dent in the stock of fish that's out there.
The National Academy of Sciences recently concluded that the Atlantic bluefin tuna population is no longer shrinking, even with all that cheating. But they've also said that right now there are only a tenth as many bluefin out there as there used to be. Drastic cuts in the tuna catch are needed before this fishery can recover completely, the Academy has said. A year ago, the United States was pushing for cuts like these, but at this week's Tuna Commission meeting, the U.S. delegation has agreed to push for an increase in the annual tuna quota. Environmentalists like Carl Safina of the National Audubon Society say it's a terrible decision, even if some of the nations that cheat end up being sanctioned.
They're pointing fingers at other countries and saying that we need to do things to make the treaty work, but all of that verbiage is just an excuse to say that we're going to forget about our commitment to recover the fish. Because it's too hard to do it. They're really making the exact same mistakes in thinking that were made in the whole New England groundfish disaster. A lot of the same individuals are involved, so it's particularly disappointing to see that they didn't learn anything.
There may be only one point that all of the parties involved in this argument agree on. If the supply of bluefin tuna shrinks in the years ahead, the price will keep spiraling up. U.S. delegation leader Will Martin says the price in Japan is high enough already.
I've been told that in Tokyo in the last year or so, they sold one for $75,000. That was
one fish.
One fish.
Environmentalists like Carl Safina concede that the move towards sanctions could set an important international precedent, but they worry that it won't do much to help the giant bluefin tuna. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.